Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Samech Gimel, and we are up to the Ramah, major comments in Sif Chaf Vav that he's going to be making regarding nowadays the accepted minhag regarding all streets with regard to how we deem them. You know, do we deem them as a mavoi, like alleyways, or do we view them like a chatzer? We will see that momentarily. But just to review what we've seen up until now. We basically saw that a mavoi, even though there were different opinions regarding this, that a mavoi must be at least 4 amos long. And if it's not 4 amos long, we saw that it would have a din of a chatzer. And there were different opinions, but that's what we saw the approach was, that it would have a din of a chatzer. And you wouldn't need a tzuras ha-pesach for the fourth side. You would need either a pas dalet tfachim or a lechi. Of course, a tzuras ha-pesach would always be good. But the lechi, if it's a chatzer, can't be on one side. It has to be a lechi on both sides. If the mavui was 4 amos long, so then it's treated like a mavui, where you could have either a korah or one lechi on the side. But if it's not 4 amos long, then the bottom line halacha we saw was that we treat it like a chatzer, and it would require either a pas panel 4 tefachim wide on one side, or a lechi on both sides, what he calls shtei pasim kol shehu. Okay, the fact that a pas dalid and two lechayim can be utilized with a mavoi that is less than talad amos in length, that was spelled out in Tzadi Beis, Mishnah Berurah Tzadi Beis and Tzadi Gimel, even though it was not mashma that way from the Shulchan Aruch. And he spelled it out that Poiskim maintained that it has the status of a chatzer. And the truth of the matter is, the Shulchan Aruch himself states as such later in Sif Lamed Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch statement in Chavav, Mishnah Berurah pointed out, was not intended literally that when he says it could only be permitted to carry there with the Tzuras HaPesach. We also saw that the Mavoi has to have at least 2 chatzeros opening into it, each containing at least 2 inhabited houses. And we saw this is even if inhabited by a guy. And just to add something that we didn't mention earlier, we did not mention this last shir, that the Be'er Halacha actually says that these 2 chatzeros, each containing at least 2 inhabited houses, the houses have to be at least 4 amos by 4 amos each, and their respective openings to the chatzer must be at least 4 tefachim wide, ayin sham. And also we saw that the mavui's length, in order to have the status of a mavui, with regard to this halacha of only requiring a korah and a korah or one lechi, is that the mavui's length must exceed its width, even minimally. And if not, then once again, we treat it like a chatzer. So just to sum it up, a mavui to be a mavui must have at least 2 chatzeros opening into it, each containing at least 2 inhabited houses that are, 4 amos by 4 amos each. They can be inhabited by a guy. Then it will be a mavui. Otherwise, if it's not a mavui that has at least 2 chatzeros opening into it, each containing at least 2 inhabited houses, then if you treat it like a chatzer, and it would require a pas panel dalet tefachim or 2 lechis on each side, kol shehu, what's known as pasim kol shehu, and also the mavui's length has to exceed its width to be a mavui, even a little bit. Otherwise, once again, it's treated like a chatzer, and you would not be able to just use a korah or a lechi. You'd have to use a pas dalid or the 2 lechayayim. Here comes the Ramah. The Ramah says, Yesh oimin denogina idna lesakin kol hamavos b'tzuras ha-pesach, dechol hamavos shalanu yesh lahem din chatzeros. Comes the Ramah and he says, some say that nowadays the accepted practice is to adjust all streets with the tzuras ha-pesach, for all our streets have the status of chatzeros. And he continues on, minhag pashut b'medinas elu l'saknan al yedei chevel ha-kosher l'rochvo shel mavui. And he says, the common practice in these areas is to adjust them with the cord tied across the width of the street. And he says that din chevel ze eino kora sharei ein rochvo tefach. He says, this cord does not have the status of a kora because it's not a tefach wide. Rather, what is it? Lo mahani ela mitam tzuras ha-pesach. De mahani lemala afilu begemi kidila el sof simen shin samach beis. Rather, this cord serves the function of a tzuras ha-pesach, as we saw earlier at the end of shin samach beis, and even a reed that is effective as the overhead rod of the tzuras ha-pesach, not as a korah. So Father Ramah is saying that we are noyeg today to treat all mavos not like a mavoi. Everything is good. All the streets, no matter what they are, we treat them as chatzeros. Therefore, all our streets, we require to have a tzuras ha-pesach, and that's why he says that the minhag, basically, in making what we call today eruvin, again, really eruv means eruv chatzeros, but what we call our Erevin that allow us to carry is really a Tsuras HaPesach. This is the key Ramah here. And it's done with just a cord, a cord or a rope or a string or some metal cord that they use, okay, all along across the width of the street. And again, this cord doesn't have the status of a korah because it's not a tefach wide, but it serves the function of a tzuras ha-pesach. And there, even a reed is effective as the overhead rod, and therefore, as a tzuras ha-pesach, it allows us to carry in our streets. And the Ramah continues on, and he tells you one of the most important things to remember, as we learned earlier regarding tzuras ha-pesach. We saw this a couple of times. Al-kein yesh li-zaher, when people want to make eruvs, have to be careful. La-hamid tachas ha-chevel, shnei kanim gvoim asara, mechuvanim tachas ha-chevel. He says, therefore, the person has to ensure that under the cord, there are two posts, there are two, right, lechis, not as midin lechi, midin posts. Midin, you need to have two posts and the overhead rod in order to have a tzuras ha-pesach. So they have to have these two posts, 10 tefachim high, and remember, when you're doing a tzuras ha-pesach, you have to be placed these posts directly underneath the cord. We talked about this. You have to have like a plumb line. You have to make sure that it's directly below. Once it is set up this way, he says, the uz, right? So he says, and then he says, and then it's going to be effective once it's set up this way, even for a mavui that is open at both ends, because it's a tzuras ha-pesach. We're not trying to just enclose the fourth wall, which we can't just enclose the fourth wall because we can't treat it like a mavui. And therefore, it will, and once you're using a tzuras ha-pesach, you could use it for both ends. Or afilu b'chatzer, as he says, azmani afilu b'mavui mefulash b'tarah tzuras ha-pesach. He says, then it's going to be effective even for a mavui that is open at both ends. And it has the full effect of a tzuras ha-pesach. And he says, or afilu b'chatzer, v'chol makom tzuras ha-pesach mahani. And he says, it's likewise going to be effective for a chatzer or for any other place where a tzuras ha-pesach is effective. As he spells out, he says, "Kavoshin is bayal el sof simon shen samech beis." Okay, now it's going to be some major Mishnah Brurahs here, and here we go. Sif katan kuf yud kol mavos. So he says, all the streets beit sasum mitzad echad bein mefulash mishnei tzadim, regardless of whether it is closed off at one end or open from both ends, bein rachav ad eser amos bein yoser me eser amos. Whether we're talking about, regardless of whether it is up to or more than 10 amos wide, we treat it, he says, nowadays, is to accept the practice, is to just all streets with the tzuras ha-pesach, because all our streets have the status, he says, of chatzeros. Now, this is going to lead now to a massive Mishnah Berurah. Kuf Yud Aleph. What does this all mean? Hainu, mishum de mevoesenu, ein batim bechatzeros psuchos lesocho. This is because our streets do not have courtyards with homes opening into them. That's the key yesod. Nowadays, homes open directly out to the street. And the Chazon Ish adds a fundamental point here, stating that even in a place where several homes open out to a joint courtyard, a joint chatzer, which in turn opens out to the street, or similarly regarding modern-day apartment buildings, where numerous apartments open out to a joint lobby, which in turn opens out to the street, it does not correspond, he says, to the chatzer and mavui of Chazal's times. The chatzer in the times of Chazal was used for regular domestic activities, whereas yards and courtyards nowadays serve only very secondary uses in comparison. The chatzer of Chazal's times is therefore also virtually non-existent nowadays, and without the required chatzer opening into it, no area then meets Chazal's definition of a mavui. Other poskim, however, hold otherwise. The Beis Meir describes a building with private apartments that open onto a lobby, and he states that two such buildings opening onto a street would definitely render the street a mavoi even nowadays. Ayin Michel Shlomo as well states that many achronim assert that the Ramah's words were applicable to the reality of his time and place, but in an area that does in fact have homes opening onto courtyards, which in turn open onto the street would in fact be considered a mavui. So the big shaila then, as to whether nowadays b'chlal we can have a mavui. But here, Mr. Brura is clearly saying that. L'chein ein nitar belechi, he says, continuing on in the Mr. Brura, l'chein ein nitar belechi v'kora kedin heter mavui. He says, therefore, they cannot be permitted by means of a lechi or a kora, such as a mavui would. Now, although the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to see coming up, this is very important, we're going to see coming up later, either today or tomorrow, that in Sif Chav Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a chatzer whose length exceeds its width can be adjusted with a lechi or a korah, even if it does not have courtyards with homes, chatzeros with homes opening into it. That applies only to a chatzer which does not open directly out to the Rishus HaRabim or Carmelis, but into a mavui, we're going to see, which in turn opens out to the Rishus HaRabim. Any area that does open directly into a Rishus HaRabim must have courtyards with homes opening into it, as well as all the other qualifications of a mavui in order to be permitted by a lechi or korah. So at the end of the day, this Ramah is saying that, you know, based on the principles of the Shulchan Aruch himself, the streets would not have a din of a mavui, okay, even based on what we're going to see coming up in Sif Chaf Zayin. And he now continues on with the obvious question that all of you might have been asking. Okay, so true, it's not a mavui, so it's a chatzer. But a chatzer can go ahead and, also, one can go ahead and fix a chatzer with a pas ballad or two l'chaim. So he says, no, that's not going to work. Why? After b'chatzer sagi b'shnei l'chayayim b'shnei atzdadim, below two as a pesach, you don't need a tzuras a pesach in a chatzer, you can have two l'chaim. Or a pas dalet. He says, the problem is that if you go ahead and if they would go ahead and allow the shnei l'chayayim or pas dalet based on the fact that you have a chatzer, that's going to run into trouble in situations where you have streets that are often open from both ends, in which case we have to certainly treat it l'chumrah and insist on a tzuras pesach, right? Even when there are no courtyards with homes opening into it, because one end is open, right? You surely have to be machmir when you're dealing with a mavui mifulash mishnei tzadav. Even in a case where there are no courtyards, there are no chatzeros with homes opening into it, because since one end is open to a rishus harabim or a Carmelis. This halacha, which again, I think we might mention it already, but it's definitely going to come up when we get to Shin Samach Dal, that a mavui mafulash, you cannot go ahead. You can only use a lechi or a korah on the fourth wall, not on two walls, and therefore we're concerned. You're going to go ahead and you have streets that are open on both sides. Then how are you going to go ahead and allow two lechayim? Two lechayim don't work. Pas Dal is not going to work, only on a regular chatzer. And also he goes on and he says, and not only that, it's problematic to go ahead and allow two lechayim or two lechis or just a pas dalid, because he says, Ol shelafamim rachav yosei me'eser, the bezeh afil b'chatzer tzarech benit atzuras ha-pesach ha-nom lo b'sebeth. He says also these streets are often, or alleyways, whatever they are often wider than 10 amos, in which case even a chatzer requires a tzuras ha-pesach, as we stated above in Sif Beis. Lachain, in Higu Tamil Tzuras HaPesach, therefore the Minog was established to always have a Tzuras HaPesach, and he continues on that considering this practice of always making a Tzuras HaPesach, once a street has a Tzuras HaPesach at one end, right, being able to tell a sheni shel mavui im ein rachav yoiser me'eser amos, he says if you consider this practice of always making a Tzuras HaPesach, once a street has a Tzuras HaPesach at one end, if the other end of the street is less than 10 amos wide, Yesh deos bein ha'achronim. There are deos between debate between the achronim. The das harbe mehem sham sagi al kolpanim b'shnei l'chayayim b'shnei atzadav lo boi tzuras ha'pesach. There are many achronim that maintain that on that side, assuming again it's not 10 amos wide, it will be sufficient to just make two l'chayayim, one on each side, without a tzuras ha'pesach. And they argue and they hold the taimam the iman of shach the only iman of shach im dina kimavim mefulash. If it's like a mavim mefulash halogam. We pass in that if it's a mavui mefulash, you only need a tzuras pesach on one side. And the other side, you could have a lechi or a korah. And if the din is like a chatzer, right? Minimally, you could have two lechayim, and therefore that miman shachi should at least allow two lechayim, because that will for sure satisfy both a chatzer and a lechi. Other achronim say no. The minag is not to go and follow the ikar adin here. The minag is actually to have a tzuras ha-pesach on all sides. You should make a tzuras ha-pesach always. However, he says in dire circumstances where the string broke, right? The ones that are on top of the l'chayim b'Shabbos, or kai gavna, nired the yesha smoch alein l'hakel, hecha she'ein rachav yoser me'eser amos, aftu parutz b'miluvo. He says, even though ideally you should be machmir, in pressing circumstances, for instance, if the rope over the two l'chayim snaps on Shabbos, or in any other similar situation, he holds that one can rely on the makel opinion, even if that end of the street is completely open, so long as it is no more than 10 amos wide. The Achronim point out that in such a case, it is essential to ascertain that the L'chayayim are within 3 tfachim of the sidewalls, because it is conceivable that Tzuras HaPesach would be somewhat distanced from the walls, since some opinions allow it. But all agree that a lechi must certainly be within 3 tfachim of the wall. Ayin Sham Sif Vav, Mishnah Berurah there, Sif Katan Chaf Gimel. We now move on to more exciting things in the Mishnah Berurah. So he basically says here that they're going to now proceed to address further points regarding the adjustments of our streets, which, as we said, do not have chatzeros with homes opening into them. So he says, he says there is a machlokes between the achronim whether a street that curves must be adjusted at its bend in accordance with the halacha that we're going to see coming up in Siman Shin Samach Dalid Sif Gimel below. And he says, the Yesh Lomar, there's room to argue that Kevan din Iker Adin, Yesh Lo din Chatzer, Ein Sar Shum Tikun. There's basically room to argue that since Kevan din Iker Adin, Yesh Lo din Chatzer, Ein Sar Shum Tikun, the Dai B'Masha Oseh Atikun B'Shnei Rashav, Yesh Machmirin B'Zeh, that Aminag LaHakel. He says that there's room to argue that since it essentially has the status of a chatzer, the bend requires no adjustment, as the adjustments at the two ends will suffice. Some are machmir, but the minag is to be mekel. Now, the halacha there later on is that a mavui that curves, so that someone standing at one end of the mavui cannot see the other end around the bend, requires an adjustment at the bend, as well as at the two ends of the mavui. A curved chatzer, however, requires no adjustment at its bend. Okay, so when he says here, there is room to argue that since it essentially has the status of a chatzer, the bend requires no adjustment, as the adjustments at the two ends suffice. He says this is a makel opinion, and it's based on the opinion of the Magen Avraham, the Rabba, Toras Chaim. The Shari Tshuva leans basically towards accepting this makel approach. Shuas Yaakov writes the same, and at the Chomer approach, that he says that Sama Machmir, that is basically the approach of the Masas Ben Yamin, Taz, Beis Meir, and the basic Yisayit to be Mekel is that, considering that even regarding a Mavui, many Rishonim hold that no adjustment is required at the bend, so therefore it could be Mekel. So just in case you didn't follow what was just going on here in the Mishnah Berurah, so later on there's a halacha that a Mavui that curves, so that someone standing at one end of the Mavui cannot see the other end around the bend, so such a halacha is that it requires an adjustment at the bend, besides at the two ends of the mavui. But this halacha does not apply to a chatzer. No, there's no requirement of any such adjustment at the bend. So therefore, there are those that are mekel. And he says that even though there are some that are machmir, he says the minhag is to be mekel. And the Shartzion basically says the basic idea is that since they're the chalal, there are many rishonim that hold no adjustment is required at the bend, even by a mavui, so here you could be mekel. Again, because we treat the mavui, nowadays we treat our streets as chatzers and not mavuis. So here we're flipping it the other way. We're using the mavui, okay, we're using it, chatzer lekula. Okay, we move on. Usually it's the mavui lekula and the chatzer lechumra. Here it's the other way around. Okay, we now continue on in Mishnah Berurah. He says, V'da'od, d'hat b'vord b'ayaros sh'vanu tzarech tzuas ha-pesach, haynu b'ayaros she'ena mukafas choma, o she'mukafin choma, v'achoma nifrit tzalushus ha-rabim, o l'kamilis, v'yoyiser me'eser abis. He then says, also, although we learned that our city streets should be adjusted with the tzuas ha-pesach, that halacha applies only in cities that are not walled, or whose walls have gaps more than 10 amos wide, exposing them to a rishus ha-rabim or kamilis. Aval, she'mukaf choma v'achoma lo nifrit tzalushus ha-rabim sakein l'chalik be'y makom she'yudim darim sham. He says, if however the city is walled and the walls are not breached, the adjustments are needed only in order to separate the Jewish district from the non-Jewish district, so the non-Jew's presence should not restrict the Jews from carrying. In such a case, he says, it's not necessary to make a Tzuras HaPesach, a four tefach panel, or two panels, right? The Shnei L'chaim of any width suffice for a street that is completely unenclosed, as long as the spot where the adjustment is made is not wider than 10 amos. In the parentheses, he has the afsha mavoi be'emtza rachov yoser eser amos. Even if further inside the street, it does widen to more than 10 amos. He says, ki ha'ir hazu yesh lo din chotzer legamre. This is because such a city has the unequivocal status of a chatzer. In fact, he says, even if, right, he says, ukishalo asa shum tikun ben Yehudi lo vigulun, gam kein adin kan kemo b'chatzer. The mutal talpon b'kelin sheshavsu b'socha, lo l'bayis lo l'bayis chatzer. In fact, he says, even if no adjustments were made to separate the Jewish area from the non-Jewish area, it has the halachos of any other chatzer. One is allowed to carry objects which were there since the beginning of Shabbos all throughout the chatzer. Just not from the chatzer into a house, and not from a house to the chatzer. So once again, in case you weren't following, what he's saying here at the end of this Mishnah Berurah is that once the city is enrolled, no adjustments are needed to render it a Rishus HaYachid at all, as it is already a full-fledged Rishus HaYachid, even the Rabbana. The issue is only one of Erev Chatzeros, which basically says that it's also to carry from one's home out to a jointly inhabited chatzer, unless there is an Erev Chatzeros between all the residents of the yard, of the chatzer, or in our case, the city. So non-Jews cannot be part of the Erev. So the Erev, which requires the participation of all of the chatzer's residents, cannot be affected as long as non-Jews are present in the chatzer where the Erev is being formed. However, forming a wall between various parts of the yard or city breaks it into two separate chatzeros, two separate yards, such that the inhabitants of one chatzer no longer require the participation of the inhabitants of the other chatzer. Right? There are other solutions as well. We'll see coming up in Shin Pei Bay when we get to Erev Chatzeros. The Mishnah Berurah here is telling us, based on the Magen Avraham, the Chayodon, Shulchan Atzei Shiktin, that the accepted practice of always employing a Tzuras HaPesach applies only when there's an issue of rendering the area of Rishus HaYochid, even on its Rabban level. But when it is already a full-fledged Rishus HaYochid and the Mechitza is required only for Erev Chatzeros purposes, then you can just use the basic adjustments of a Chatzer. They can be employed. You do not have to go ahead and utilize the Tzuras HaPesach. Just the Pas Dalet or Shnei L'chayim.
So the Ramah had continued on Rav Tosif Kut and Kufyud Beis that the cord and the gemi above is not a korah, and because it doesn't have the width of a tefach, and it's operating as a tzuras haPesach, and therefore what you have to be careful to do is under the chevel, under the cord or rope, you need to have two kanim gvoa masari, you need to have two posts, a word known as lechayayim, two posts, two kanim. So look what he says. Kufyud Beis. Kevin shakonim shalamata gvoyan asar tzachim. Ein sarach od konim lamala lakshor achevel bahen. Ela yachol lakshor achevel negan. Afilu begag lamala mizeh umizeh. So he says that once the posts at the bottom are 10 tzachim high, there's no need for the posts to be tall enough for the cord to be fastened to them. As long as the cord is positioned directly over them, it could even be tied to roofs, which tower above the post on both sides, as stated above at the end of Siman Shin Samach Beis, that the overhead rod of a Tzuras HaPesach does not need to be in actual contact with the side posts underneath. Right? Right? That the overhead rod of a Tzuras HaPesach does not need to be in actual contact with the side posts underneath. Gam hadim avor le'el b'sof simon shin samach beis de'ein l'kshor hakana shel mala o achevel min hatzad shel hakanim rak l'mala al gavein. Also, although it states at the end of simon shin samach beis above that the overhead rod or cord should not be fastened to the sides of the side posts, rak l'mala al gavein, rather on top of them, here where the cord is being tied, right? He says, hachak yishikosher achevel l'mala al hagag be'ez hakana, here where the cord is being tied to some other post upon the roof. Lo shayach adaktik bov nachshirim al gabav omitido. Kol shakam shalom mapta mechuvanim tachas hakevel kasher. The particularities about tying it to the top as opposed to the side are really not relevant. Again, this should only be done when there's no other alternative. Right? Ideally, it's best to avoid tying the cord to the side of a post, even if it's not one of the components of the Tzuras HaPesach, because it gives the impression of an invalid Tzuras HaPesach. But But the bottom line is, as long as he's saying here, as long as the side posts below are positioned directly underneath it, it qualifies regardless of how it is tied up on top, right? Kol she'akanim shalamata mechuvanim tachas hachevel, kosher. And as long as the side posts below are positioned directly underneath it, it qualifies regardless of how it is tied up on top. Then he goes on, im yesh gag shemafsik ben gova hachevel le'akanim shalamata, lo avit suras ha'pesach b'zeh. He notes that if there is a roof projecting into the space between the overhead cord and the side posts underneath, it is not a valid suras ha'pesach. Given she'agag mafsik ben hachevel le'akanim ve'ein osin suras ha'pesach b'in zeh. The protruding roof in between the cord and the posts disqualifies the suras ha'pesach since entryways right, are never formed in this manner. You never make suras ha'pesach this way. Such as suras ha'pesach would have to be rectified by making a substantial hole in the roof directly over the posts so they stand directly underneath the cord with nothing in between. And sifkaton kuf yud gimel, shnei kanim, so you need to have two posts set down on the ground, al ha'aretz, aval kasli ha'mavoi ein nechshavim b'mkoy ma'kanim. Now, this is very important, we learned this before, that the walls of the mavoi cannot serve in lieu of the posts. In fact, the fact that Magen Avraham proves this from the fact that the typical korah does not have the effect of a tzuras ha'pesach, because if it could serve as a tzuras ha'pesach, it would not have to be a tefach wide, and there's also evidence from the fact that a korah cannot permit a chatzer, and that is ineffective for a width of more than right 10 amos. So he basically proves that you can't use the walls of the mavui as the side posts of a tzuras ha'pesach. However, he says, continues, however, if it's a column protruding from the wall, it could serve as one of the posts if it was intended as such before Shabbos, because it's no worse than a lechi that we have effective in this manner in Sif Yud Aleph. Here, the Mishnah Berurah is basically asserting that the side post of a Suras HaPesach requires prior intent. However, he says it can serve as one of the posts if it was intended as such before Shabbos. But if you check out the Be'er Halacha, he quotes the Prima Gadim really as being undecided, and in fact the Gaon Yaakov and Chazon Ish, in fact Paskin, the prior intent is not required for the side posts of a Tzuras HaPesach. It's only right required for the Lechi, but not for the posts of a Tzuras HaPesach. Shabru continues on, V'hu ha-din, k'shi yotze ma'kosa, chifufim pachos mishlosh tfachim, ad pachos mishlosh tfachim samach la'aretz. He says, the same applies for a series of like buffers protruding from the wall, one under the other, each within three tfachim of the other, down until within three tfachim from the ground. And, right, since they're within three tfachim of each other, down to within three tfachim of the ground, they're viewed as one solid unit by virtue of lavud. So yesh smoch aleihem me'erev Shabbos l'shem kanim shel tzuras ha'pesach uvavachi megulim l'mala tachas hachevel. Right, these two are effective as a side post so long as they were intended to serve as such before Shabbos, and provided that the space over them up until the cord overhead is completely exposed, as like the halacha we saw at the end of the previous sif katan. Yesh machvirin b'chipufin ka'ela she'ena masuim derech mezuzah ha'pesach. He says, some actually restrict the use of these buffers, however, and they argue that she'ena masuim derech mezuzah pesach. They argue that they do not have the form of a normal doorpost, and as such, cannot v'lo chashiv pesach. They cannot be deemed a component of an entryway. Now, imamid akane b'toch habayis or b'toch gader amukav me'ar beruchosov lav klumu. Now he says that you should note that if the side post stands inside a house or is surrounded by a fence on all four sides, it is ineffective. Chazon Ish happens to assert that if there's a gap in the mavoi wall opposite the post standing outside its confines, and there is like no wall between the post and the mavoi that is meant to enclose, it is effective. He goes into some intricate reasoning there. But here, Mishnah Berurah is saying that if the side post stands inside a house or is surrounded by a fence on all four sides, it is ineffective. And he says, "Vafilu im kana echad hemid sham gam kein lo mahani." In fact, even if only one of the posts is set up in this way, he says it is ineffective. Sifkat and kufiyud dalid michuvanim tachas hachevel. As we know, it has to be directly underneath the cord, the side post. V'mashu yotzei min atzad pasul. As we learned earlier, if they are even minimally unaligned with the cord above the side post, it is disqualified. Kuf tes vav b'sayras suras ha'pesach. Okay, and he's going to work even in a mavi mafulash, as a tzuras ha'pesach, the Rama said, Ritzul Omar, Humhani afilu biyosef miyaser amos. It means to say that it works even if it is greater than 10 amos. The Suras of Pesach works even if there is a greater area than 10 amos. And finally, Sif Chav Zayin, Chatzah she'archa yoser al rachbo, dino kamavu benita belechi al korah. It says here that a chatzah whose length exceeds its width is treated like a mavui, and it can be permitted by means of a lechi or korah. We mentioned this earlier. This is a fascinating halacha. The Rama here adds that afal pi she'ein chatzeros ubastim psucha l'socho, hold eno karov l'rishus harabim, ela pasuach l'mavoi, v'amavoi pasuach l'rishus harabim. That's what the story is here. It is granted these leniencies, the Rama says, even though it does not have courtyards with homes opening into it, like is a requirement of a mavoi. So this is because only an actual mavoi, since its borders are on rishus harabim, they have to meet the more stringent requirements in order to be granted these leniencies of a mavui. In contrast, a chatzer does not border on the rishus harabim, okay? And it opens into a mavui, which in turn opens into a rishus harabim. And therefore, you can treat it like a mavui. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Kuf Tezayin She'orcho Yoyser Al Rachvo, Afilu Mashahu. Right? If its length exceeds its width even by only a minimal amount. And what is defined as the length and what's defined as the width? He says, V'archo mikri derech knisaso. Archo length is the direction in which one enters. V'eino nido mishum chatzer ele im archo v'racho shava o sharachvo yoser al archa. He says, a courtyard does not have the halachic status of a chatzer unless its length and width are equal, or if its width exceeds its length. So just to summarize, a chatzer whose length exceeds its width even minimally is granted the kulas of a mavui and is eligible for adjustment with just a lechi or a korah, even if it has no houses or yards opening into it. The houses and yards are required only for an actual mavui, which typically borders on the rishus harabim, but not for a chatzer, which is usually distant from the rishus harabim. We pointed out earlier in the shir, if you remember, that this halacha in Chav Zayin does not really contradict our minhag that our streets do not have the status of a mavui, because we pointed out that the halacha that a chatzer whose length exceeds its width can be adjusted with a lechi or korah, even if it does not have courtyards with homes opening into it, applies only to a chatzer which does not open directly out to the rishus harabim or kamelis, but into a mavui which in turn opens out to rishus harabim. Any area that does open directly into rishus harabim must have courtyards with homes opening into it, as well as all the other qualifications of a mavui, in order to be permitted by a lechi or korah. This is a Sharat Zion quoting the Oilas Shabbos. This is Sharat Zion, Sifkat and Ayaches.